Masechet Avot Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Mishnah says Rabbi Shimon Omer Rabbi Shimon would say Shilosha she'achlu al shulhan ehad velo amru alav divrei Torah ki'ilu achlu mizibchei metim. If three people are eating at the same table and they didn't say any words of Torah at that table, it's as if they ate from the offerings of the dead, which means the offerings to an idol. When three people are together, they have to say Birkat HaMazon with Zimun, an invitation for them to group together as a habura, as one united group. So if that group is meeting together for mundane matters, only for physical pleasures, just to enjoy, then it would be not a sacred meal. But if they uplift their meal with words of Divrei Torah, then it's a joint effort of more than just eating and drinking, but service of Hashem. And we prove that if they don't do this, it's a problem, and it's as if they're bringing a korban, or they're eating from the korban, to the idols, shne'emar ki kol shulchanot mal'uki so'a b'li makom, like the pasuk in Yeshaya tells us, for all the tables are full of vomit and excrement because they ate without mentioning the name of Hashem. Aval shelosha she'achlu al shulchan ehad v'amru alav divrei Torah, but if three people ate at the same table and they did say words of Torah together, ki'ilu achlu m'shulchano shel makom baruch hu, it's as if they ate from the table of Hashem. Shne'emar, like the pasuk in Yehezkel says, v'yedaber elai zeh shulchan asher lifnei Adonai, he said to me words of Torah, and therefore this is the table that is before Hashem.